Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
Hi, when your dude backs out, when you've already agreed to getting matching tattoos, that might be a huge red flag. We're going to get into that in a second. And then after that, ladies, you better hope he loves you more. Or your marriage is probably doomed. We will get into that in a couple of minutes also. All right, first let's deal with the tattoo. That's not something you can really back out. I mean, you can back out of, but does it make a statement? We got an email? Mo, hey, you got it.
Hey, Bert Show. I'm a huge fan of your show. Listen every morning, and I love how real you guys are. I need some advice about something that happened recently with my boyfriend, and I can't stop wondering if this is a deal breaker for me. My boyfriend and I decided to get matching tattoos. I think I threw the idea out there first, but he was totally on board and seemed genuinely stoked about it. Our 2-year anniversary is coming up, and I thought this would be a fun, meaningful way to show our love for each other. The plan was simple. I'd get his initials, he'd get mine. When we got to the tattoo place, I went first. Oh, man, that's the thing. You never want to go first, right?
You got to go at the same time. Yeah, yeah. Two tattoo artists.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go!
I was nervous, but also excited. It felt like such a big romantic gesture. I got his initials tattooed on the inside of my wrist, and it turned out amazing. But when it was his turn, he completely chickened out.
Oh, man.
He started making excuses, saying he wasn't sure anymore, and that it was, quote unquote, too permanent. He didn't know how tattoos work.
Uh-huh.
In the end, he didn't get the tattoo.
How awkward. I wonder, can we, hey, just throwing this out there, 1-855-BIRCHO. If you're a tattoo artist and something like this happened, where two people came in and they were supposed to get, like, even if it's matching or complimenting tattoos, and one person got it and the other person was like, nah, dog, I can't do it.
Maybe the only acceptable thing that can happen is one person, like, passes out or gets sick during their tattoo.
And it freaks the other person out.
Or they just can't complete it because they can't go through with the tattoo. Oh. But if you can do it and she gets hers and that's when you're like, nah, I can't do it. What a breach of trust. That relationship for me is like,
that's a deal breaker.
That's on the downside
that's
we're downtrending. Because now, what do I do with my tattoo also? I got your initials already.
You've
got
to get it covered up immediately.
And every time I look at it, instead of thinking loving thoughts about you, I think about the D-bag you are that you didn't get yours.
That's true.
We are downtrending.
I felt crushed and embarrassed. I mean, I literally have his initials on me forever.
I mean, not true. You can get it removed.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd be doing. Y'all are like, if I look at that, and I'm going to be thinking about him and how we backed up. I'm going straight to the doctor and getting that thing lasered off.
Now, I know we're not done with the email, but it might be debatable. Like, should he pay for her tattoo removal?
That's not debatable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, and also, another good question. Bert Show Book of Records. Who got a tattoo and who got it removed the fastest? Like, you got a tattoo like that morning and that night you were at the place getting it zapped off.
You're broke.
I'm sure that's happened.
I don't think you can do that. I think that's too fresh.
Oh, it's got to heal.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Yeah. Now you can take your whole arm off. Now,
there's an option.
I literally have his initials on me forever and he couldn't do the same for me. It's not just about the tattoo either. It feels like this is about more than ink. It makes me wonder if he's less committed than I thought, or if this is a sign of something bigger. Mm. I don't know if I'm overreacting or if this is a deal breaker. I really love him, but I can't shake the feeling that this says something about where we are in our relationship. Am I making this into a bigger issue than it is?
Mm-mm.
Or is this something I should take seriously? Please help me figure this out. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your listeners' advice, too. Thanks so much for reading.
I think there's a lot of things you got to chew on right here. First of all, he didn't just all of a sudden think, like, I can't do this. He was having doubts leading up to it. So now we're talking about communication issues also, that he's hiding his feelings, can't talk to you about it before you go in there and get permanent ink. So that's one red flag there. And the fact that at that point, you are obligated. When she gets up from that chair and you're done, that is a commitment.
You're not obligated. You can change your mind at any time.
I mean, but she just did something permanent to her body. So yeah, you can. But I also think it talks about handling your commitments.
To me, this would give me the biggest ick of all time, because all I would see in that moment of you saying you can't do it is I'd just be like, coward, you're a total coward, because I just sat down for 30, 45 minutes, however long, getting your initials tattooed on me. And then the second I stand up, you just back out. Ooh, that tells me so many things about your character.
Good morning, Mike. You are part of the Burt Show.
Hey, Mike, absolutely. She does not, probably shouldn't be with him, but he should not be paying for any type of removal or anything like that. She made a decision as a consenting adult to do this, and he backed out. Yeah, that's a D-bag thing to do, but I mean, he was like, I can't do this, and no, that's on her.
If he's a decent guy, I mean, we're talking about values here. I mean, no, he doesn't have to.
If he's a decent guy and he's trying to like, oh, man, I'm really screwed up, then maybe I should at least be trying to help cover for the removal of this or a cover up or something. But I think his relationship is over, honestly, with her.
I think you're right, bro. Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I'm going to try to play defense attorney for this dude.
Okay. Good luck.
All right. Maybe this has zero to do with their relationship. I think what matters, and I wish we had this information, does he have tattoos already? Was this his first tattoo?
Oh.
So maybe this is literally just about, I don't want a tattoo, not that I don't want to have a matching tattoo with you.
Those are all very valuable questions.
Yes.
That could have been answered before she got up off the table after getting the tattoo.
Going back out, you had to do it before she got that chair. You just had to.
And I get that. And I agree with you. But I'm saying maybe she is putting too much emphasis on it representing how he feels about her and the relationship. Maybe it's just how he feels about tattoos.
It could be, but I think Bird is right. You had to come to that consensus before you sat there and watched her get the tattoo. At that point, I do feel like you're obligated to save your relationship. It says so much about who you are as a person and where your relationship is going.
You made a commitment.
Yes. And I know we're not supposed to harp on toxic masculinity, but I'm going to do it. Man up, bro. Get your ass in that chair. Okay? Get the damn tattoo.
Chad, good morning. You're part of the Bird Show. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm just curious, maybe, just to play devil's advocate here, maybe he's waiting to pop the question to her and he doesn't want to get her initials that are going to change later.
But you can always add, like, whatever her initial is, you can throw your last name, like, your last name initial on the very
end. You might have found a loophole, it's far-reaching.
Yeah, it is a reach. It's a reach.
The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, answer the question here. That your man has to love you more or your marriage is doomed.
All right, agree or disagree? Because I was shooketh when I heard this.
So he has to love her more than she loves him?
Correct. So in order for there to be success in a relationship, there are three scenarios. Two of them will give you a successful relationship. One, your marriage is doomed. And it all has to do with how much you love the other person. This is from Lots of Joy Jamie on TikTok.
This is probably our longest lasting argument we've ever had.
You said that we should leave out some of the...
This couple is super hard to watch for obvious reasons, but it reminded me of something a therapist told me a couple of years ago that I had been wanting to share on here. My therapist said she'd been doing marriage and family therapy and individual counseling for 30 years. And she said there's only two dynamics that work in a long-term marriage. She said the couple can be equally in love with each other. She said that's a dynamic that will last. She said the man can be more in love with the woman, like madly more in love. And the woman can just be like, I'm in love, but I'm not completely in love. She said, that's a match that will work. She said, the matches that always fail is when the woman is more in love with the man than the man is with the woman. She said, the reason for this is men who are madly in love will do the sacrifice, changes, listening, communication, and work of being in a relationship long term. And women actually do that work regardless of how in love they are. Women will do the hard work of relationship regardless of how in love, but men will only do it if they're like madly, deeply, and head over heels in love. And she said, just watch out for that. And at the time, I really hated that for women. I'm like, oh my God, we don't even get to be in love, or we don't even have to be.
I do not agree with that at all.
So the implication here is that women are naturally more loving, naturally more giving. They would normally do that in a relationship, where a guy, if he's in love, will do that.
I wouldn't say naturally more loving, but I would say naturally more sacrificing and naturally more giving.
I think the clarification here isn't necessarily that women will make sacrifices or make changes, because a woman could definitely be toxic. I think there are crazy women out there. But I think what she's trying to say is, if a woman wants to be in a committed relationship, if she wants to be married, or if she wants to be in a long-term committed relationship, it doesn't matter how her feelings fluctuate. She will make the decision that I would rather be in this, so I will do whatever it takes to stay in it. Whereas I think what she's trying to say is, men will only make those sacrifices if he feels like this woman is worth it more than everybody else.
Ooh.
Maybe. I think the guy part is true. I do think that men make a lot more sacrifices when they are in love, as opposed to when they are just in something that they don't see lasting. But I also believe there are a lot of women who changed from being in love with a particular guy, that they didn't really give all that they had to give until they met the guy that kind of brought that out of them. I don't think every woman just automatically is the most loving individual, even if they don't want to fully be with you.
This one hits a little close to home to me, so I'm going to back out of the conversation.
Whoa. Really?
I think
Mo has some points, because for me, like, it's not enough to just be in a relationship. Like, I'm not locking myself down unless I think that guy is worth it. So I think there's some truth to the point, to your point. Whereas if I was in a committed relationship, but I thought this dude was like a kind of a loser, I wouldn't be making sacrifices. I wouldn't be in the relationship, which is why I'm not in a relationship. But I could see how some women would rather have the security of just being in a relationship and maybe would be slacking on some of the responsibility.
Agree or disagree with it?
Well, when I heard this, I immediately thought about my marriage. And I'm like, do I love him more? Does he love me more? Or do we love each other equally? And as I like, and I took a minute to really, I wasn't going to just come up with like a knee-jerk, you know, answer. And I was like, no, I think our relationship works because we love each other equally. Mm-hmm. I feel like my amount of love for him is the same as his amount of love for me. The amount of crap I put up with is the same amount of crap he puts up with. And the amount of stuff I love about him, I think, is the same amount of stuff he loves about me. So, I mean, a licensed therapist said this. Doesn't mean she's right.
My mom was a licensed family therapist and hadn't talked to her kids in 30 years.
All three of them,
I think the sweet spot is both loving each other the same.
For sure. For sure.
That sounds healthy.
I want to believe it's not true. I want to believe it's not true. Uh-huh. But I think for some people it is true.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details.
Bird Show.
I am looking forward to the time in life where somebody is gay and they tell their parents that they're gay. And the mom and the dad just go, okay, that's cool. Hey, will you pass a piece? We're not at that place yet. And Katie was very, very, very nervous to have this conversation with her dad. But it turns out he's the one that brought it up.
Yes. And this is a conversation I've been avoiding having with him for years.
For what reason?
Because he's judgmental. Like, there's several reasons here.
Religiously judgmental?
No, just in general as a person. And it's not about religion with him.
Make sure you give people the background of you and your dad.
Yes. So that's one of the reasons why I was hesitant to have this conversation with him, is because my father hasn't been in my life, like, from the start of my birth. Him and I, we were estranged and we reconnected when I was 13. And ever since then, we've been building a relationship. But it's not like the relationship I have with my mom. Like, my mom's always there and I just gravitate towards her as a parent. But my dad, we may talk, it may be once a month or once every 2 months that we'll talk and just build a relationship. So the one thing that I was worried about or concerned was the fact that I know I like women. And I'm currently in a relationship with a woman. And I always was like, if I tell my dad, what is he going to say? Like, how is he going to feel? What is he going to think? And anytime that I've been around my father, he'll say little comments about anything. It could be something about someone's tattoo. And he's like, that's crazy that they got a tattoo like that. Mm-hmm. He's just, he gives judgmental comments where I never felt 100% comfortable with saying, hey, dad, this is who I am. And
can I pause you there for just 1 second? Are you even entitled, or is he entitled to even know that info? I mean, because he hasn't been in your life and you guys aren't really that tight like that. I mean, did it feel like an obligation?
It used to feel like I have to tell him. He has to know everything about me.
Even though he hasn't been in your life?
I had that moment, but then, like, I would say probably like last year, I gave that up. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to go down that road, because if he says something that I don't like, I'm going to cut you off, you know? And I don't want to do that. Let's just keep it rainbow and sunshines, you know, right now. And so I had this idea that the day he would find out would be the day that I sent out, like, a wedding invitation. And based off of his reaction then, I would know how to move forward.
Well, even though you haven't had that specific talk with him, and I agree with Bert, like, if he's, you know, saw his way out of your life and you're trying to, like, you know, mend that relationship, but I don't feel like he's entitled to that conversation with you, nor are you obligated to have it with him. But, you know, you have half siblings. So even though you haven't told him, there isn't anybody else in the family that has given him a heads up or that he already doesn't, like, know?
Up until recently? No, not that I knew of, because really? I do have an older brother, and on my dad's side, and my older brother, he knows. We've had this conversation. He's like, well, will you tell dad? I was like, I have no intentions on telling my dad. My older brother knew that. My little brother did too. Like, I never had intentions on telling our father this information. So they were all aware. So it was very shocking when I have my monthly phone call with my dad, and we're just doing like a check-in. How are you? How are things going? I'm like, how's the wife? And it's simple. And typically our conversations last less than 5 minutes, unless it's something that we have to catch up on. But other than that, short, sweet. You good? I'm good. Okay. Love you. Bye.
You keep it surface.
Yep. Keep it surface. So as we're wrapping up the conversation, you good? I'm good. Bye. He says, he stops me and he says, by the way, I just want to let you know that I know I've said some comments in the past, that, you know, there were comments, but I want to let you know that I love you no matter what. And I'm like, oh, okay. I love you too, dad. He's like, I just, no, like, for real. I just want to make it known that I love you no matter what, or, you know, who you're with or who you love. I love you.
Like, that was his way.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is going to take longer than 5 minutes.
I mean, that is a better way. I like the way he said it rather than saying, hey, I know you're gay.
Yeah. So then he says that literally like a couple more times. He's stressing how much he loves. He's like, you know, and no matter. I'm like, okay. And he's like, you know, maybe one day when I come down and visit, I can meet your friend. And I'm like, okay, my girlfriend, friend. But okay, friend. So
he's got awareness. He's making it known that he's got awareness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that's basically what the conversation told me, is that, hey, he knows I'm in a relationship that's with a woman, and he wanted to make it known that even though he knows he said things that would deter me from having the conversation with him, that he loves me.
Okay.
And that was it. That was the conversation. And part of me felt like relieved, like, oh, I didn't have to bring it up or say it. He knows and he's still accepting. He wants to meet my quote unquote friend one day. And now I'm just like, okay, well, where did this come from though? Like, this is just a random conversation out of the blue. How did we get to this point? Did he finally start listening to the show or something like that?
If he listens, he would definitely know.
Yeah, exactly. But up until now, I was unaware that he was even aware of my current, like, relationship.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he wanted to approach you about it all of this time, but he really didn't know how to bring it up or how to do it. And it's just been on his mind. And that was his way. That was his moment.
That's true. It could be. And I'm just glad about it now.
So did you acknowledge it or how did you handle it? I mean, did you say, yes, I'm in a relationship with a woman?
I was just so caught off guard, and based off of what he said, it told me that he knows I'm in a relationship with a woman.
You
so
hung
I was like,
up on him?
Wrong number.
I was just like, okay, Dad, thank you. I appreciate that, and I love you too. And that was the end of the conversation.
Okay.
So there wasn't anything in-depth about it. It was just he said that, you acknowledged that he now knows, and there you go.
Yeah, but it made me feel good inside, though.
You should. Yeah, I mean, let's not dismiss how big this was for your dad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's huge for your dad. It's huge for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you need to go any deeper in conversation about it?
No, not until he comes down and visits and meets her.
Okay. And when do we think that's going to happen?
I don't know. Maybe at the wedding. Years.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
TMZ got a bunch of photos of FBI agents outside of Ben Affleck's home. And people were like, what is going on here? And the story actually has to do with two things that are happening with our country right now. The first is, of course, those LA fires that are going on. Of course, Ben Affleck lives out in Hollywood. He lives in that region where people are having to evacuate. I believe he's currently sheltering with Jennifer Garner, his ex-wife. But it also has to do with those drones that people have seen around the country where people are like, what is going on? Like, are we being spied on? Are these government drones? And funny enough, the story might might tip you off that the government isn't using these drones from our own resources. It might be outside sources. So these photos from TMZ show two FBI agents that are outside the gate of Ben's house. And when a source spoke to TMZ to explain why they were there, they said that FBI agents were at his house to see if he had any footage of a private drone which had damaged a Super Scooper, which is a firefighting aircraft, basically, that was flying around trying to get water to homes that needed it to be able to put out some of those fires.
And a drone took it out?
Basically, a drone damaged one of these aircrafts. Ugh. And it was fighting those wildfires, and because of this drone, you know, they had to stop what they were doing. So FBI was investigating to see if they had any footage to be able to look into what was going on.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of thoughts here. As I've been watching more videos and watching more mainstream news also, it just seems so weird to me that there would be five different fires set in different parts of Los Angeles naturally. It just feels like to me... Huh. And I don't know anything about this area. I'm not a pro, but you guys don't think that these things were like arson on all five of them?
Well, not all five, but one of them was confirmed to be arson and they arrested the guy. We talked about that, right. But I think some of them are natural. And then I think there are some really sick people out there who want to be a part of chaos and cause destruction, like that one individual that started one of the fires and it was arson related.
And don't forget, they had like hurricane force winds in LA, so 80 miles an hour. It's going to spread some embers and you've got small little embers. Mm-hmm. So I think like you, though, it does seem weird that all at once. I think it's a mix.
Mm-hmm. As a very loose connection to this story, a superficial connection to this story, Ben Affleck, divorced from J-Lo, hanging out with Jennifer Garner now. Did you guys read the rumor yesterday that J-Lo and Kevin Costner are starting to hang out with each other?
No.
Yes.
What?
I thought he was with Jewel.
No, they broke up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, that was a rumor at one point, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
J-Lo and Kevin Costner have been hanging out.
This is crazy to me because I thought J-Lo had recently come out and said, you know what? I actually do need to be single for a little bit.
So
the fact that she's now going back.
It's never happening.
She's the biggest Vine swinger of any Vine swinger
and
I've
she
ever
knows
met.
That. And she knows that. Yeah. They were on some award show, I think, and they hit it off, had a drink or two. This is rumor online. Had a drink or two, and then the next day he sent her like flowers. And they've been hanging out ever since.
I just pulled it up in the first picture. He looks like Colonel Sanders these days.
Let me see.
<Is he>?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't he star in Yellowstone? That kind of makes sense.
Not anymore.
My astigmatism can't see that far. Yeah. Hang on.
Now he's got like the top. He looks like Colonel Sanders.
He needs
to do a Colonel Sanders biopic.
That's so funny.
Two of these like tremendous egos like this, this is not a relationship that I could see last.
Or can they bond over the fact that nobody else understands how they work and how everyone else is, everyone thinks they're difficult, but really everyone else is very difficult.
Maybe
these two divas will come together and cancel each other out and just be one massive diva. We'll see. All right, Yvette Nicole Brown is blasting Khloe Kardashian for supposed hypocrisy when it comes to these LA fires. So Khloe Kardashian posted on her Instagram story that she called the mayor a joke because of, I guess, there are a bunch of budget cuts for the fire department out in LA. And so she was supporting the LA fire department chief and basically saying, you go girl, like supporting here, you here, the mayor's a joke. Can't believe all these budget cuts, blah, 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 blah. So Yvette Nicole Brown ends up posting an article from about 2 years ago that showed that despite the fact that there were restrictions on how much water you could use privately in your own home, the Kardashians went over like an absurd amount. So Khloe Kardashian used, according to this report, 333,000 gallons over the county limit back in 2022. Kim apparently did like 200,000 gallons over the limit. Courtney did like 100,000 over the limit. So she's like, okay, so what's the real joke here? You using all of this water back in the day, or, you know, the budget cuts that happened?
There is so much disinformation about the LA wildfires going around that I advise anyone to really double check your facts. I'm not talking about you, Abby. I posted a really great video to my Instagram feed, and I'll share it with Rebecca with the actual truth about what's happening. So yes, the budget was cut for the LA Fire Department by 2%. They still have, like, California has like a multi-billion dollar firefighting budget. The number of firefighting personnel has doubled since 2019. So there are all these different things you have to take into account. But yes, the fire chief, did warn the mayor like a month ago in a memo that it would be hampered. But the thing is, no matter what you do with the winds and the way it's spreading and climate change is really to blame here, you would not be able, there is no amount of manpower or money that would be able to take on these wildfires. There is no water system in the world that is set up that could adequately fight the wildfires happening in LA right now. So I think everyone is looking for someone to blame and pointing fingers, and everyone has made mistakes, but this is not a thing. We need to blame climate change. You can't just blame the mayor or the fire chief or the Kardashians. It's all of it together.
We need to blame Smokey the Bear. Where has he been? He told us only us can prevent wildfires.
This is his moment.
This is where he at?
Like, bro, what are you doing?
Be careful of the videos and the pictures that you're resharing too, because there's so much AI out there. I've seen so many videos of like these firefighters and this fire licking behind them and carrying.
I've seen helicopters running into each other on AI, man, and blowing up.
It ain't true.
Yeah, we really need to be a little more diligent about what we are sharing and making sure it's accurate.
Yeah, and just, you know what? Make sure that the influencer that you're watching, that the words actually match their mouth movements. There's a lot of AI right now where it's professionals talking about this, and it is clearly dubbed. You just got to look for it.
All right, for more stories, head to The Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's a whole bunch of us feeling super, super sad over the last couple of days. Myself, the Leonard family, our Burt's Big Adventure family, and anybody that has ever come in contact with Alyssa Leonard, our Burt's Big Adventure kid from 2007. I'm probably going to be a little bit all over the place with this segment because I'm just in a really deeply sad spot since Saturday. We've been doing Burt's Big Adventure, and if you're new around here, this is the trip that we take down to Disney World with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. Alyssa Leonard joined us in 2007. She found out she had a brain tumor when she was 4 years old, and she joined us when she was just, 7 years old. Does that sound about right? 7 years old. And the doctors didn't give her a whole bunch of great chances then. And she lived until she was 26 years old.
She defied the odds.
Oof, time and time again. I'll get into that. This is painful. I've really, really been in a pretty bad place the last couple of days.
We all know how close you were with her.
Yeah. And, you know, over the years on Burt's Big Adventure, we've been doing this for over 20 years now. It's impossible to accurately say that you're just the same level of closeness with everybody that goes on the trip. It's just not genuine. Alyssa was the closest Burt's Big Adventure kid that I ever encountered on this trip. She immediately dubbed me her godfather, and there was no invitation. That's how it was.
Yeah. You weren't asked.
I wasn't asked. Told me I was a godfather. And from that point forward, I would get texts from Alyssa night and day about her life, about when she was in the emergency room, when she wasn't feeling great, when she was feeling great. And this went on for all of these years, man. All of these years. Alyssa is also the Burt's Big Adventure child that I've told you guys about. That is a real miracle. She has passed over to the other side and come back with incredible stories of meeting relatives that she never met while she was alive, would go on the other side, would be introduced to a cousin or an uncle, and come back and tell her parents about this relative. And her parents were like, "How is that possible? You never met them here on Earth." And it happened time and time again.
She almost died numerous times.
So many times, I would rush to the hospital and this is true for her family and her friends also, that on Saturday when I was in the gym working out and I got a text that Alyssa was in the hospital, my knee-jerk reaction was, "Oh, I heard this before, man.
She's got this.
But I also heard something different this time on Saturday than I hadn't heard before, and that was that she was in, for lack of a better term, hospice. She was in the intensive care unit, and she was in hospice, and her mom sent me a photo of her in the hospital. So in mid-workout, started crying on the workout floor. It's comical to look at now, and then jammed myself into a bathroom stall so I could cry a little bit and then head on out to Cartersville to see her. And I was absolutely sure, my arrogant ass, that when I walked in there and I told her I was going to be by her side, that her eyes were going to open. That, you know, those fluttering eyes that sometimes you see that people have when there's nothing but machines that are keeping them alive. I was absolutely sure that when I said, "Hey, baby, I'm here," that she was going to open up her eyes. And everybody that walked into that room thought the same thing. Her mom thought the same thing when she got by her side, when her sisters came by, and they said the same thing. As I was in the room and I'm stroking her face and her hair and I'm holding on to her hand, I just knew that at some point or another, she was going to wake up. And I think we all in the hospital room felt the same way because she's done it so many different times, you know? This time was different. there were times where I went to the hospital room, cute little thing. She was just absolutely in love with Justin Bieber. Loved him so much. When she was like 8 or 9 years old and she had another one of these episodes where she was in the hospital, and to try to keep her going, I would say to her, if you make it out of here, I'm going to have Justin Bieber give you a call. And dang it, she would make it out of there. And then I'm like, dang, now I got to get Justin to give her a call. And he did. Mm-hmm. And she kept that voicemail her entire life. She ended up back in the hospital one time. And at that point, she was over Justin Bieber. And now she loved Nick Jonas. Loved him. She was barely breathing when I promised her that if you make it out of here, I'll get you backstage to Nick Jonas. Dang it. She made it out of there, and I had to once again get her backstage to meet Nick Jonas. And here's a cool side story. When she was back there with Nick, all these women were coming up to Nick Jonas. All these girls about Alyssa's age were coming up to Nick Jonas to hang out and just get a piece of him. And he pushed everybody back and met her a couple of different times and remembered her and made it totally special for her. But this is the kind of girl she was, and fought even when there was nothing on the line. There was no carrots that were being dangled. She fought and fought and fought through her pain. And I know it sounds like a cliche, but you got to believe me when I tell you that she really touched. She had a light that touched everybody every time that they were around her, every single time. It was a real gift.
And this was a family, like you said, she went on the trip back in 2007.
Uh-huh.
You saw her and her family at every single Burt's Big Adventure reunion.
Yeah.
Like they were so active with the Burt's Big Adventure family, and were just there, a joy to be around.
It's been really tough the last couple of days for all of us. For me personally, you know, I get curious about things. My life has been really, really great, so I try not to piss God off. But I'm really, really curious on why he would make a child and then make them suffer for 24 out of their 26 years and then put them to rest. I don't get it. And he and I have been having conversations, and I still don't have clarity on that. I'm a little on the mad side. I'm deeply, deeply sad. I kind of sequestered myself yesterday, which is what I try to do, is keep away from everybody. Being in here up until this morning actually has been just an Academy Award. I haven't wanted to laugh. I haven't wanted to talk about things that are fun. But this is our job and this is what we got to do. But I'm just so tore up, and I feel myself getting hardened.
Mm.
A lot of times when we're interacting with you guys and you say, how do you guys do that with Burt's Big Adventure when you lose kids? And I have always been able to say that because the trip gives so much joy and there's so much laughter. And when we're on the trip, we rarely talk about these conditions, that losing a child, while it really, really hurts, you know that you're creating memories, right? And it makes up for the loss. But I think in my heart now, and I've been doing this for a long time, that they're starting to add up.
And I know this one hits
and
hard.
It's getting really, really hard. It's getting really, really hard. I'm not really sure what else to say about that, except that this is kind of the mission. This is what we do, and we're so grateful, you know. I had this emotional whiplash this weekend because Saturday she passed away, and then Sunday we had our Burt's Big Adventure orientation where we met a whole bunch of new kids and a whole bunch of new families, and I had to sort of try to reset myself, but it was really, really hard to do because I don't want to go through this pain again. But it's not about me. It's about making sure that these families have these opportunities to have great times. But it was very, very difficult to hang out with the kids on Sunday. And I kind of sequestered myself with the adults because I
saw and I understood.
I'm sorry for that, but it's been a tough couple of days. I'm not really sure how to wrap this up, except to say that any of you guys that have ever given any money at all to Burt's Big Adventure, again, this is the cliche, you created memories for her and her family. This family really, really depended on Burt's Big Adventure. They would come out to all of the reunions. It was not just a trip. It's exactly what we wanted this trip to be, is sort of this safe place and a homecoming for them a couple of times a year to have reunions. And I know when we show up to the funeral sometimes, and sometimes to the celebrations of life, and they're showing pictures of the child's life, a majority of those pictures were memories that were made on Burt's Big Adventure.
Burt's Big Adventure, the reunions, the fashion show. I mean, the fact that you and her got to have that moment, yeah, during the Avalon Noon Tonight fashion show, and you taking her down the blue carpet. That girl loved you.
Yeah, I loved her, man. She was a light. So thank you for helping out Burt's Big Adventure. And Alyssa, you will be missed by so many of us. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Toddlers like to come up with interesting words and phrases. And we're going to play a little game and see if you can figure out what the heck these kids are trying to talk about. So I came across this video on Insta. We've played this before, and I'm like, oh, we got to play this again. So this is from Jessica J. Robb on TikTok. Try to figure out what her toddler son is requesting.
Can you tell mommy what you want with your waffle?
No.
What is it?
Sticky waffle ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
Sticky waffle ketchup.
Sticky waffle ketchup.
Is that syrup?
Yeah. Sticky waffle. I'm like, that is so precious.
That's funny.
Better name for it.
I love it. Sticky waffle ketchup.
Makes sense.
Some of these things you're going to hear and you're going to be like, yeah, I'm not going to call it what it's supposed to be called now. I'm going to use the kid term because it's so much better. So I found a thread on Twitter and I found a BuzzFeed list and I'm going to give you what the kid is saying and you got to try to figure out what they mean, okay? What are medicine beans? Pills?
Vitamins.
Nope.
I would say the same thing.
But you're on the right track. Medicine beans.
Like a lozenge? Like,
yes!
Lozenge.
Medicine beans. Okay. So this is what started it all. Woman tweeted, my daughter doesn't know the word cough drop, so she is requesting medicine beans. And then all these people started responding to her tweet. So see if you can guess this one. My grandkid wanted to sing the song about people eating dirt.
People eating dirt?
Wait till you hear the song.
Dirty.
My grandchild wanted to sing the song about people eating dirt.
Maybe something about people having a dirty mouth?
Katie?
Another one bites the dust.
Hey!
That's the song about people eating dirt.
Sense.
Yeah.
What is breakfast soup? Cereal?
Cereal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good job. What is a horse tornado?
A horse
tornado.
You got to think outside the box on this one, people.
What?
What is a horse tornado?
A stampede?
Mm-mm. Has nothing to do with real horses.
A horse tornado.
You will find this at an amusement park.
Ferris wheel? Carousel?
A carousel.
Oh.
What is the boo-boo bus?
The boo-boo ambulance.
Yes, it is.
That makes sense.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on.
One of my favorite memories is of my then toddler calling an ambulance a boo-boo bus. What is a ding-dong carpet?
Oh, that's the little mat right in front of the door.
The doormat.
Yeah, you walk the doormat.
A ding-dong carpet. When my nephew was three-ish, he referred to a doormat as a ding-dong carpet. I haven't called them anything else since. All right, what is a chest mask?
A chest mask?
A bra.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
My then three-year-old, referring to a bra, once asked me why I wore a chest mask. What is a basketball dress?
A basketball?
Dress. Huh?
Like a cheerleading uniform?
My daughter called my husband's basketball jersey his basketball dress.
Okay.
Also adopting that one.
Runs a little long.
Yep. Okay. Uh-huh. Makes sense.
What is a kitchen sword?
Knife.
Yes.
Yeah.
My son wanted a knife and asked for a kitchen sword. And your last one. My three-year-old son asked for Farmer John.
Farmer John?
Farmer John.
It's how you say it, not what it is.
Farmer John.
Farmer John.
Parmesan.
Parmesan cheese.
Parmesan cheese.
Hey, if you missed any of the Burt Show today, lots of drama, lots of tears today also. You missed any of the Burt Show, don't forget, you can always listen to the podcast. We upload it segment by segment, or you can listen to the entire show if you have a long commute on any podcasting platform.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.